Are you sitting up and taking notice yet? I warned them about the smart meters. I warned them about the smart. I warned them about the 5G. I warned them about the shot. Okay? Guess what? All come into pass, right? You only have to look at the science. You only have to do your research. That's why I've always said to people, do your research. It's absolutely crucial. Knowledge and numbers is key. We're going to start getting the numbers. Now, you've got the smart meter scam. Now, you've got to remember, right, gas, natural gas, right, was more expensive this time last year, right, traded natural gas. So we've got the distribution companies going bankrupt. Where's the money going? They're charging three times the cost than what it was last year. Three times now to the consumer. It's basically a skin the consumer. It's all part of the scam. It's all part of an economic terrorism. Net zero. Remember, net zero is a political scam. All right. It's another one that scams. See, they were just, as soon as COVID sort of lost its mojo a bit, they've dropped straight back onto, or back on the climate. Now, the climate has changed. I can change the climate using ionospheric radiators. The defence industry, I've got the documents. It'll be totally controlled by 2025. So what climate change are they talking about? The one that they're changing? The one they're changing, right, to gaslight you so they can increase your costs of energy. We've got all the documents. We've got it all now. This terrorism, right, your local council, right, who are perpetrating this net zero terrorism on you, right, because they're facilitating it. They're facilitating police officers to come to people's doors, to kick their doors in, right, to burgle their homes, to actually change, to get them into these smart meters. Now, that would cause you an assault. The Stuart document shows that these smart meters cause sterilisation of the people in the homes. I mean, you keep watching these Sky, get your Wi-Fi all over your home. You know, these super routers that they've got in people's houses will guarantee to radiate you in every room in your house. I mean, honestly, you could make this shit up. Sterilising the kids. That's what it says in the science. Not what the British government say, right? But you see, they're just liars. Same as they lied about the lockdown. Same as they didn't take any notice of the Barron Declaration. And look at the state of the economy now. These individuals in these organisations, now don't think for one minute they're going to turn. They can't. You see, because Klausy Boy, right, who's driving the world thing, the World Economic Forum. Think about this. Your government pays for the World Economic Forum so that they can destroy your democracy, rule of law, and your freedom. Everything that your grandfathers, forefathers fought for, right, for freedom in this country and democracy and the rule of law, they're going to take it all. Because they can't even spell the law, right? They can't even spell it, right? We saw that during the lockdown, right? Just making it up on the hoof, giving people fines on the hoof. Oh, we've got this guideline to give these people this biochemical weapon, killing people, and they've killed thousands, will kill millions. They're planning an extinction level event. Extermination. Right, remember, it's the same Nazi ideology, right, that was driving the whole Third Reich. We're now in the Fourth Industrial Reich, okay? The Fourth, they're telling you who they are, man. They're actually telling you who they are. So, we've got some remedies, right? Always get the remedies. Info@CC yourself into it, all right? Political cover, you don't have to, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to advise you going forward, the tens of thousands of people are going to thank me, right, for giving them this information, all right? The political cover is extremely helpful, okay? The other issue, right, Magnetiers, spring next year, we'll be back on that, because obviously this is an asymmetrical war, and we're now in relation to energy. We spoke about the carry-on lying, get these documents where we can prove beyond any shadow of a doubt oil and gas is trading at far less now than it was over several years in the past. So that gaslighting you And guess what? They're getting you to put a smart meter in. I warned people about smart. I warned them about the smart meters. Right? Get them removed. You can easily get them removed. Right? You go to your doctors. They'll make you sick. They sterilise you. If we've got the documents, yeah, get the documents. STUA 2021 report, EU STUA scientific report, shows that these type of electromagnetic radiation emitters cause sterilisation. So you couldn't really have anybody in that home of childbearing age. I mean, apart from the fact that they give you cancer. Get the meter removed, right? Get on your council, get the LED lights removed, get the 5G transmitters removed. We've got all the evidence now, we've got it all. Get on it. Get everybody organised. Get the FOIs put in. Get the documents sent to your council. They are domestic terrorists. They are domestic terrorists, right? They're terrorising you through this fear climate thing. I've got the documents from Gateshead Council. Oh, it's a climate emergency. The Green Party's climate emergency. Where? Where's that climate emergency? Only in their fantasy world, right? Of that bullshit and the stink of it, right? Climate change, the military will have, the defence industry will have full control of the climate by 2025. So what are they talking about? And I've got the documents. We've got the documents. We've got the science on it. So you're being pushed for a political agenda to harm you, to put you into an electric car, right, to harm you. Well, it's about time these clowns who we've got who were paying fortunes in these local authorities, these chief executives, mostly common purpose or perverts or what you want to call them, right? What are they? Well, if they don't understand about ionospheric radiators and how they cause climate change and how those agreed at the Paris Agreement about them spraying the air with aerosol particulate contaminants, right? Well, it's about time they were removed. If they're that thick, if your MPs are that thick that they don't know that electromagnetic radiation causes sickness, pneumonia-type symptoms, flu-type symptoms, coronavirus-type symptoms, a corona electrical discharge. I mean, think about it. And they say that it hasn't got anything to do with it, because I think we've got quite a few of these MPs sent with these regurgitated documents saying it's scientifically impossible. Is it? Blinking heck, so you obviously haven't read the science. So what these MPs have done, they've just regurgitated. Now, we can put letters in before claiming to them. Let's see them in a court to defend the lie that they sent you in the document. Those LBCs, letters before claim, right, are very powerful tools. We need to use them now when we've got the opportunity. We need everybody, businesses, taxi businesses, road transport, freight. You can't travel across the bridges now. By January, there's a tariff. Unless it's an electric car that'll sterilise your kids, that's all right. Don't worry, you can drive across the bridge in your electric car. As long as we can sterilise your children, right? That's what they want to do. They want to sterilise your children. We have to stand up. We have to come together. We need unity. We need to unify large numbers of people who aren't going to put up with this bullshit anymore. They're coming for private businesses. The distribution companies, right, who've been distributing this energy, they're not getting the money. So where's the money going? If they're charging three times as much and it's costing them less to get it than what it was in November last year, who's getting all the cash? Where's the money cut? Where's the money going? Eh? Well, we know where it's going. So we see this narrative, we see this garbage all the time. It's very, very important. People need to start getting active. Need to start sharing this with our friends and family and start getting active. The time for sitting on your hands is not now. It's time to start getting active, right? Really start to get some action. So we'll be doing a few talks in the spring next year. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some large gatherings around the country. I'm going to encourage everybody to go, right, to large gatherings, especially where there's people talking, okay, like what they did in Trafalgar Square. And if anybody tells you they don't work, negativity, like a cancer, needs cutting out, okay? Because I can tell you now, the establishment know the work. That's why they put it in the papers that there was only 200 people or 300 people in in London at a gathering where there was nearly 50,000, one of the ones I was at. That's why they tell you that. That's how important it is that people come together in numbers so they can get the information, right? Especially about this whole global warming bullshit narrative in this crap, because we get it every single day in that paper. Stop oil, stop oil, stop oil. I mean, what does that even mean? What does stop oil actually mean? What it means is no food. They're now planning to shut 3,000 farms in Holland. Right, no food. They're going to starve you to death. They're going to cut your gas off. Anybody who was foolish enough to have a smarmy did, get it removed before they shut you down. They're going to switch you off. Because it's easy, it can be done remotely. It's going to be a lot more difficult for them to do it in any other way. But you must get active. Anyway, I think that's enough for today, everybody. God bless you all, and let's pick up the action.